It's Thursday, the day we read from our listener mail, and this week we start with a couple of corrections. Reverend Rosemary Carnarius in Tucson, Arizona, points out that our guest, Michael Basler of Whittier Law School, misspoke when he described Germany's obligations under an agreement aimed at resolving claims of Holocaust victims and their heirs. Mr. Basler said a fund of $5 million had been established to satisfy claims. He meant to say $5 billion. Michael Friedman, a public defender in Contra Costa County, California, spotted a mistake in our coverage of the Supreme Court's end-of-term decisions. We misidentified the attorney who handled the appeal of Marion Stogner, the California man accused of assault. The attorney for the case was Roberto Najera, deputy public defender in Contra Costa County. The attorney we named had filed a brief supporting Stogner's appeal. Lots of people wrote about our discussion marking the 40th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's famous Ich bin ein Berliner speech. Several listeners were disappointed that we neglected to point out that the use of the indefinite article ein may have caused confusion. George Tyndall of Sweet Home, Oregon writes, "In German, if you are a person from Berlin, you say Ich bin Berliner. Ich bin ein Berliner refers to an object. Since there is a pastry called a Berliner, JFK did indeed technically call himself a jelly-filled donut. However, given the situation, I'm sure everyone present understood exactly what he meant." Our coverage of the death of Robert McCloskey, author of Make Way for Ducklings and other fine children's books, bothered Sally Yates in Trumansburg, New York. "I was anticipating your usual excellent coverage. Instead, I got barely a mention of his name and no information about him. Just the babblings of a family in the public garden in Boston, going on about Jack, Lack, and Mac. I couldn't have cared less. Any plans for a real story?" Finally, Dominic Madigan in Richmond, Virginia, listened with interest to our story this week about wealthy Brazilians buying armored Mercedes to drive around São Paulo's dangerous neighborhoods. "Might I suggest," he writes, "that the safer choice is to purchase a car crummier than a Mercedes. For years, auto manufacturers have blessed the world with cars wonderfully suited to navigating dangerous streets without inviting a second look from would-be thieves. I'm sure, for a modest premium, rehabilitated Dodge Omnis or Chrysler K cars can be made available to our at-risk neighbors." Well, send us your comments. The address is atc@npr.org. And remember when you do so to tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.